Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Ooh, a little, do you go Cat Stevens at this point, Dave, or do you go Yusuf Islam?
It's always going to be Cat Stevens to me.
It's always going to be Cat. Do you want to mention quickly our bumper music theme of the day?
Well, we got songs by and about cats because it's the big return tonight at Target Center.
That is correct. Carl Towns returning. So Cat, the music theme. When I think of Twin City journalists who fall in the category of icon, I think of one person, Rochelle Olson, because she hates that word so much. So I just wanted to say it as I introduced you.
Well, Chad, I don't hate the word icon. The word I hate is iconic. You can call me an icon. I'm fine with that.
Oh, okay. Wow. La-di-da.
Yeah. La-di-da.
All right. You've got tongues a-wagging all across Minnesota on Tim Walz, Peggy Flanagan. What has happened since the governor returned? Harris and Walz lost decisively to Trump and Vance. These two were together, as you know, covering this beat as well as anybody. Wherever Tim Walz was, Peggy Flanagan was there, constantly there. And now there's been some falling out. How long had you been hearing about this? And what did you need to hear to feel like it was time to write this story?
Well, the first clue was at this Egan event on the Friday after the election when he returned and Lieutenant Governor Flanagan wasn't there. And I just kind of remarked it in my head, but didn't think too much of it, I guess, until then it sort of started getting to the point where, what's going on? Where is she? Because we usually saw them together, although, frankly, we didn't see a lot of him in the month after the election, and as you know, he's not done a lot of interviews in the past few months, or even since he's returned. But there was, I did hear from someone a few weeks ago about the departure of a staffer in the governor's office who had worked closely with Lieutenant Governor Flanagan and was sort of helping her prepare for the transition, and that there'd been a difficult meeting when Walz returned. Basically, it sounded like there were hard feelings somehow on, I don't know if they were on both sides, but it sounds like the Walz camp thought that maybe she'd overstepped in her preparations for a possible Harris-Walz victory. It's just been, as with a lot of these stories, it's like you get your spidey senses at one point, yep, and then sometimes nothing comes of it, but sometimes then things start adding up. You don't see them together. You don't see them together at the turkey event at the Capitol when Lieutenant Governor Flanagan had been there before. And then she wasn't invited to the cookie party at the governor's residence last week. Well, not the governor's residence. It's at an even nicer place, Eastcliff.
Yes.
Yeah, so
La-di-da.
That was it was like,
and the point is, these guys were always together. You know, some governors and lieutenant governors are not that way. To me, the most delicious part of this story, and by the way, if Peggy Flanagan wasn't getting ready for this possibility, then she was derelict in her responsibility. She had to get ready. But the idea, as you and Ryan write, that the Walls camp was irked that Flanagan's group may have tapped the gubernatorial campaign fund from Walls without authorization for some work. Now, the Flanagan folks have pushed back, but I know you and Ryan, you stand by that reporting. How would they have access to that, Rochelle? That was the part that stood out to me.
Well, I mean, I think clearly somebody had access to it, and I don't even know what the amount is. I don't think there's an allegation that it was some sort of misappropriation or some huge amount of money. Some people would argue it is the Harris Wall, or not the Harris Wall, the Walls Flanagan campaign fund.
Yeah,
not just the Walls fund, that it was a ticket, that they were a ticket.
Right.
And like you said, she would have been derelict in her duties if she wasn't ready to go, if they had won, obviously. I don't get the sense that there's no allegation that somebody did something illegal that I'm aware of. So clearly somebody had access to something, but it wasn't like it sounded to me. I mean, we'll know when we get the campaign finance spending reports in February. That's how long it takes.
Right.
I don't get the sense it was a ton of money or some misappropriation. I mean, again, it like with the.
But they wanted some dialogue back and forth, the Walls folks.
Well, apparently, I don't know, or if they just think it wasn't her money to spend would be one of their arguments, I think, that she wasn't her money to spend. But I'm also hearing, I've also heard since the publication that from others that any money she spent was money she had raised, and she's got the receipts to prove it. Now, I haven't seen those receipts, but interestingly enough, Chad, I have some breaking news for you as well.
Okay, good.
Moments before I came on the air.
When this happens.
Literally moments before, somebody forwarded a note, Governor Walz is having a fundraiser January 3rd. That would be Governor Walz and First Lady Gwen Walz are having a fundraiser November 3rd at Maison Margot in Minneapolis.
My guy David Fema's place. It's great.
2,000 ahead to get in. So, but doesn't appear to be...
Peggy Flanagan? Not listed?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe now the First Lady is running on a ticket with him. I don't know. But
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very good. Let me play, and I know you heard it. Vanita had an excellent interview with the governor today. She asked all the relevant questions. I wasn't real thrilled with all the answers, but all the relevant questions were asked. Here's what the governor had to say with Vanita when she asked him about you and Ryan and reporting on this rift between himself and the lieutenant governor.
No, look, we, Lieutenant Governor and I have worked together for many years. We're transitioning back after a national campaign, and we're just taking a look at, again, how do we approach this job to cover more ground? How do we make sure that if the lieutenant governor's doing an event in Bloomington, it may make sense for me to be in Duluth. So, no, we're just doing it together, but I find it interesting of all the things that are happening from national debt to dealing with chemicals in waters that the palace intrigue seems to be the front. But, nope, we're doing the work for Soto.
Okay, so let me pick up on that and then give you a chance. This comes up a lot when I interview individuals, when you interview individuals, and somebody will come back and say, why are you asking me about this? There's so many other things. Sometimes there are more important things. Doesn't mean they aren't being covered at the time. Doesn't mean they're about to be covered even more. But to me, this absolutely is a germane story because both, for years now, have showed us they are a team. They were a team even when he was running. So when you hear him say, and it's a fairly typical Tim Walz response, why are you even at, why are Rochelle and Ryan writing a story like this? There's so many more important things to write about. You say what?
Well, that's kind of the oldest trick in the book, as I'm sure you know. It's he didn't say that to us when we talked to him about, I don't know if it was a week ago or so, but whenever somebody says that, it's pure deflection. It's like, you're not answering the question. And and it's also, frankly, a little insulting because people know, and especially this governor knows, we cover all sorts of things at the Capitol. This isn't something that has occupied 110% of our time for the past year or anything like that. But also, by the time we're asking you the question, we've decided it's worth asking. So it's, you know, it's like telling somebody they're stupid for asking the question. But I also think the governor's relationship with his lieutenant governor is not insignificant. These are the people running the state. And how he interacts with one of his highest ranking colleagues is important to how the state is run. Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was there anything notable to you when he answered you and Ryan asking him about this?
Well, it was when we asked him about it, it was in the context of a larger interview. But his response was a similar posture to what he said to Vanita this morning. It was sort of a deflection and sort of a non-answer. I mean, the bottom line is he can claim they're covering more ground or being strategic or whatever he said there about sort of trying to say that's why they're in different places at the same time or something like that. But they haven't been seen together for 7 weeks. And now he's got a fundraiser planned and she's not on the bill. I mean,
yeah.
Clearly,
something's changed.
She wasn't invited to the cookie party. And I mean, I think you and I know we've been in the workforce long enough, or most of us have, that you don't love all your coworkers, but you still got to invite him to the cookie party, right? I don't know. Yeah.
I wouldn't invite Carter to the cookie party. Let me just make sure I'm on the record.
Adam, you wouldn't invite him?
No.
Well, you know what though, Chad? This is kind of a random aside here, but yesterday I was walking in the office, and your dad's office still remains intact. And there is a picture of you from, I don't know, high school in the window now.
Oh God! Please take that down, just right away. Take that down. Last thing, and I'll let you go. Do you think there's any chance that they just decide we're going to part ways? It's happened before, right? There are times when, let's say, you're a two-term person and you switch at that point. But do you have any sense from talking to a lot of people in this story that it's reached a point where they could say, we once were a fit, we're not a fit, let's go our separate ways?
Well, I think getting divorced at this level when you've been elected statewide is a little harder than casual coworkers not returning their texts or something. But I'd say that's a long shot. I mean, it could happen, but I mean, I'd say that's a long shot. I mean, we, in our reporting on this, we were told, oh, they'll, you know, it's adult work is complicated. Relationships are complicated. They'll work it out. So that's what we were told. I mean, one would hope that the people running our state are able to mend fences, as it were.
Always a pleasure. Excellent reporting. Glad we had a chance to chat again. You know I'll reach out down the line. Thanks, Rochelle.
Bye.
Rochelle Olson. And I'm looking at the invite that Rochelle alluded to right here. Governor Tim Walz and First Lady Gwen Walz at my guy Femus Place. By the way, Mesa Margot is phenomenal, but no mention of the lieutenant governor. Couple other political items when we come back. On the home of the Twins, yeah, it's baseball weather right now, WCCO.